Praise be Jesus and Mary. In the gospel reading today, we hear about the archangel Gabriel coming to the Blessed Virgin Mary. There are a few important points. Actually, there's more than a few, but we'll just target a few today. A few important points in this conversation to be aware of. First, the greeting of the angel, hail, full of grace. The word used for hail would be a word used by a person of lesser importance to greet a person of greater importance, for example, a word used by a subject to greet a king or a queen. We also note that he doesn't call her Mary, but refers to her as though her name were simply full of grace. You know, in other words, knowing that in ancient times, a person's name was thought to say something about the very essence of the person, who the person was, and what it was that they were about. And for the angel to greet Our Lady in this manner tells us the very essence of the Blessed Virgin, that she was full of grace. And as she pondered what sort of greeting this might be, it's interesting that the angel then says to her, do not be afraid. Not that she was afraid because she was full of grace, and certainly not that she had to be afraid because Mary, you know, knowing that here was something, someone, you know, sent by God to ask her something of supreme importance, she had the proper kind of fear that, by her decision, she might offend God. Of course, you know, the grace was there to be able to do the will of God perfectly, but only, but Our Lady, knowing human weakness, realized that on her own, she certainly could make a wrong decision. And she had that gift of the Holy Spirit, the fear of the Lord. Next, the angel says, you have found favor with God. Now, if we avail ourselves of the beautiful sacrament of confession, we can be filled with grace. Of course, not the fullness of grace that Our Lady had, because she never had original sin, and she never once sinned her entire life. But, with our sins forgiven, and our souls in a state of grace, we can find favor with God. So, we need not be afraid. But it's a problem that many of us face. Unfortunately, for many of us, it's not a filial fear like Mary had, but a servile fear. We're afraid, to let go of our attachments. We're afraid to change our lives, to stop sinning. Which is a tragic reality. We're terrified of God, but we're not afraid of the devil. You know, it makes no sense at all. We need to recognize that the evil one who hates our guts is the one who's lying to us and trying to get us as far away from God as possible. You know, he does this by keeping us from confession, and then from Mass, and then eventually, you know, from the practice of our faith altogether. You know, Satan needs to be rejected, but instead, it's all too often God whom we reject because he calls us to greater holiness, and we tell him no, because we like our mediocre spirituality too much. You know, we don't want to give up TV or stop doing whatever it is that we're doing. We don't want to give up all of our pleasures and ease and comfort. We don't want to have to suffer at all. Therefore, we tell God no. Yet, when Satan comes along and says, this will feel good, this will be pleasurable for you, this will make you happy, you know, tragically, we jump right in and we don't fear him at all. What we have to do is have Our Lady's attitude. Be it done unto me according to your word. The word of God is Jesus Christ. And we need to allow God's word to be accomplished in us because we've been incorporated into that word who was obedient, you know, even unto death. All we have to do is be obedient, but we're afraid. So we need to listen again to the angel's words, you know, do not be afraid. There's nothing to fear because, you know, God doesn't want anything bad for us. We simply need to trust him. We need to let go of our own self, and we need to put ourselves in his hands. There's nothing at all to fear from God because he loves us, and we have found favor with him through our baptism. He's made us his children, allowed us to share in his life through that gift of sanctifying grace. And when we come to truly accept that and to believe it, then we can have Our Lady's attitude. You know, we can come before the Blessed Sacrament and with no fear and no trepidation and no hesitation, we can actually be able to look right at our Lord and say, be it done unto me according to your word.